Adrian Scarborough, you are our largest link to the great tradition of English acting. What can you tell us? What is the current state of the English-speaking theatre?
The current state of the English-speaking theatre is that we're all being heavily cut.
Ah, so it's very much like American theatre.
Hi, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 226, Going Upstairs, Downstairs. Our friends Rose and Adrian Scarborough visited Los Angeles with their family over the Christmas holidays last year. Rose was one of our stage managers back at the Arts Theater when we were performing there in 1992-93. And Adrian is the Olivier Award-winning actor who's starring in the new Upstairs Downstairs, which premieres in the USA on Masterpiece Theater this Sunday, April 10th. Now, it rained the entire time they were with us in Los Angeles, which was very too bad, but it gave us a lot of time indoors. And because Upstairs Downstairs is just about to air, I begged Adrian to talk with me about it for the podcast, and it only took several glasses of wine. He's got so much going on, involved with so many cool projects, that I actually started our conversation by asking him about the one project that took me completely by surprise.
It was a great treat to go see The King's Speech with Colin Firth and Geoffrey Rush. And there you are in the very opening scene of The King's Speech, sort of setting the tone for the entire picture.
Yes, but don't get to your seat late.
Was that role in The King's Speech another example of how you are generally cast, or was that a bold break from the way you're usually typed?
No, it's increasingly how I'm cast in films. One scene. yes, one very small, short scene. No, I seem to be finding that the 1930s seems to be looming large in my repertoire at the moment, and has been for the last couple of years, really. It's been very, very strange the way that, yes, practically everything I've done has been set there.
And that was the period of, was that the period of Gosford Park?
Gosford Park was slightly before that. That was just before the First World War.
Right. So. But you have a history of playing butlers, manservants.
Yes, I do.
I mean, from The Madness of King George.
Yes. And then I did a film called Into the Storm with Brendan Gleeson playing Churchill. He was playing Churchill. I played his valet. Mm-hmm. And yes, Gosford Park, I did it again. And then recently on Upstairs Downstairs, which, yes. Right.
The role in Upstairs Downstairs is very, very exciting for those of us in the United States for whom the original Upstairs Downstairs was so huge. And I remember it was not important to me personally, but I was aware of it because my parents loved it, doted upon it. If they had videos back in the day, they would have bought the videos. They bought the books. They were so into the story of Upstairs Downstairs. What can you tell us about the new version?
I can tell you lots of things about the new version. It has a completely new cast of characters to it.
Okay.
Because there's only one character, and that is the character of Rose Buck, played by Jean Marsh, who played it in the original.
And who is also the creator of Upstairs Downstairs, whose idea it was in the first place.
Indeed, alongside Eileen Atkins. Eileen and Jean both were having supper in their kitchen one day, and one of them said, "We should make a series about our parents and what our parents did," because both of their parents were in service in one way or another. So they thought of this idea of it being just called Downstairs. And then they realised sort of quite a way in that you needed the contrast of the, you know, you needed a contrast of upstairs as well. So at that point it became Upstairs Downstairs.
Yeah. Perfect. Well, and it, I remember it being so successful, it sort of set the template for those sort of behind the scenes kinds of dramas.
Indeed. And lots of people think it was BBC, and it isn't at all. It was ITV.
Okay.
But interestingly, the BBC are the ones who are bringing it back this time around, which both Eileen and Jean are very, very pleased about. The other thing I should say is that Eileen was due to have a part in the original series, and then she was too busy, so she couldn't do it. But she is in This series.
Oh, that's got to be fun for her.
Oh, and she's absolutely blinding in it. She's brilliant, playing a very, very sort of pompous, nasty. She plays the mother of the person who owns the house.
And it's not the Bellamy's. It's the same address. It's the same house, the same stairs, yes. But not the Bellamy's anymore.
Well, the writer Heidi Thomas thought that. That the star of the show really is the address, and 165 Eaton Place is kind of, you know, just it is a character in itself.
And so, is it a real address like 221 Baker Street, or I mean, not unlike 221 Baker Street, or can you go find it?
No, you can't because it doesn't go up as far as 165. In fact, when they used the original Eaton Place, which we couldn't do this time around, they had to put a one in. So they used 65, and then they just sort of painted a one on onto the pillar. But yes, unfortunately, we couldn't use it, so we had to go to Leamington Spa, where interestingly, the man who designed
that is a town, not a spa.
Yes, yeah. The man who designed Eaton Place also did an identical row of houses in Leamington Spa.
Really,
which is very, very useful for us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's not half as busy.
I remember is it similar to Bath? Also, people filmed in Bath a lot because the you can put dirt in the streets and it's much easier to film.
Absolutely, and beautiful, exquisite Georgian architecture everywhere you look.
And so for the four upstairs downstairs, you're the new butler. You're the new Hudson. Hudson was the butler in the previous one. You're the new Hudson. What's your name?
His name is Mr. Pritchard, Warwick Pritchard.
What a great name.
Isn't it wonderful? For a very long time, Mr. Pritchard didn't have a first name. It wasn't until we actually started shooting that I insisted that the writer think of one.
And you are able to throw your weight around like that?
Oh, yes, all the time. No, I just thought that it was woeful, really.
Yeah.
That he didn't have one. But I wasn't anticipating getting as juicy a one as Warwick.
Well, and you never knew with Hudson, at least I never knew whether Hudson was his first name or his last name. Until I became aware whether you were only called by your surname.
Indeed. Yeah. I don't know what his first... I wonder what his first name was. That's terrible. I don't know. It would have been...
Kevin.
Scotty, wouldn't it? Yes, probably Bruce.
Bruce.
Yeah.
So really, when you think about it, you are playing the title role in Upstairs Downstairs, because you're both up and down.
Yes, he is up and down, which is fabulous and very, very lovely, because you get the best of both worlds. You get to be with all of the lovely people upstairs, like Eileen Atkins and Keely Hawes, and then I also get to be with the more slightly more fun downstairs people. It's extraordinary how... those two shooting places have a completely different atmosphere to them. So upstairs is very, very is quite serious and quite they take it very, very seriously and not a lot of messing about and just get on with the job and a lot of talking about character. Whereas downstairs is absolute cacophony and just everybody mucking about and yes, doing all sorts of things that they shouldn't do, trying desperately to make one another laugh.
But this is. It sounds like it's very well cast. Then the actors are inhabiting their roles. And staying, trying to stay true to the vibe.
Well, unfortunately, there are several people downstairs that I have a serious problem keeping a straight face with at all. Anne Reed, who plays the cook, Mrs. Thackeray, is just one of those terrible gigglers, and she twinkles a lot, so every time we look at one another, we always end up in floods. Anyway, we've managed to piece it together in the edit.
Yes, it was in the original. It was Hudson and Mrs. Oh, I can't remember Hermione Baddeley.
Hermione Baddeley, yes, yeah. Yes.
See, I know this stuff. That my brain could have more important information in my head, but no, I know the character who the actress who played the character. Except I can't think of her name.
Mrs. Bridges.
Oh, Mrs. Bridges, of course. Now, is there a relationship between Mr. Pritchard and the cook?
No, Mr. Pritchard is quite a late arrival at 165 Eaton Place. He's the last staff member to arrive. And he's been working on the cruise ships. He's been working for Cunard for 27 years. But he has an unfortunate mastoid condition which causes nausea in a heavy swell, which means that he has to seek dry land. But yes, he's been working on the cruise ships and... Well, amongst the glitterati, in fact, he has lots of lots of knobby stars who've all given him references and that sort of thing. And yes, he's worked with the best. But nobody's altogether... Well, it's not made entirely clear whether whether that's a lie or not, or what circumstances there were that really meant that he had to make his move. Anyway, he has something of a dim and distant past somewhere.
Which, with any luck, we will find out about if there enough episodes are made.
You and me both, yes.
Yes.
Nobody's told me yet either. I always remember a friend of mine who was working on a long-standing English series called Heartbeat, which is set in a Yorkshire constabulary. And after working on the series for 15 years, he suddenly discovered one week that he'd been an Olympic fencer.
And that changes everything.
Everything, doesn't it? Yes, anyway, we're hoping that we'll run for 15 years. Anyway, that would be very handy.
Hi, this is Mark DeLang in Algona, Iowa with Countryside Community Playhouse, and you are listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Where can you RSC the RSC? Well, for the next 6 weeks, you can't. We have no shows until May 18th, which is when we start our first ever national tour of New Zealand. It's a three-week tour. We'll be hitting 10 or 12 cities, and then we'll be going to the San Jose Repertory Theater for a week in June, and then back to the Kennedy Center for 5 weeks in June and July. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReduceShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe, and check out our touring page for specific venue and ticket information.
Since you have been typecast as characters who are in service, two questions. Do you have a background in service? Do you bring those skills to the table already? Or, and if not, have you picked up... Do you feel like you could go be a butler somewhere just by the skills you've picked up?
I don't have any history of it, no. Except I think I'm much better downstairs than I would be if I were up. I feel much more comfortable downstairs than I do up.
Yeah.
And I'm extremely fastidious and anally retentive about things. Mm-hmm. So I think that's probably quite a good thing to have as a butler.
Mm-hmm.
I'm quite practical about things. But I am meticulous. And I do like getting things right. I do believe that there is a right way. Not with things like acting, which they're just simply... Despite my best efforts, there isn't a right way. but things like making a good cup of tea. Mm. Of course there's a right way. Right. One has to warm the pot, for starters. Do you know what I mean? That kind of thing.
Yes.
Use loose tea, not bags. That's the sort of things that I...
All right, now you're bringing your work home with you.
But what I love about it, I love being it. I love being that sort of person.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the idea that it's all about... What's great is that I take it into the shooting day so that being that fastidious and being as meticulous as that,
mm-hmm.
I take great pride in the fact that I try not to muck about too much when I'm upstairs, particularly when I'm upstairs. So taking somebody's coat or making sure that they have the right bag or presenting them with a meal in the correct and proper way.
Right.
It is a very good way to get through the filming day as quickly as is humanly possible.
Since that's all you're doing, so let's just do it and be done with it.
Get on with it, and then we can all go home and have a glass of wine.
Well, that's got to be exhausting. I would think on a long day when they're shooting the principals upstairs and you are standing in the background with a silver platter.
Except that if you're standing in the background with a silver platter, then the best thing to do is just kind of occupy your mind any way you possibly can. Yes, otherwise you get bored out of your mind. We have a monkey in the show. Which, would you believe? Because Eileen Atkins' character has come back from India, from the Raj, and to write her memoirs, and she's brought this monkey, her pet monkey, with her. And often I find myself sort of sat with the monkey in the back of a shot. with me often sort of doing all sorts of wonderful stuff with tea trays and coffee cups and spoons and making business left, right and centre, and a monkey who just sort of sits there and steals the limelight from absolutely everybody simply by eating a grape.
But so the series might not get picked up for another day, 8 episodes, but the monkey is getting a spin-off.
The monkey will get a series, no question about it. Yeah. I do quite like being subservient. I like serving people in that way. I like being the underdog, I think. Yeah. I think that's what I like being. Mm-hmm. I'm quite good at being the underdog. I'm a Capricorn. So I'm quite sort of slow.
Mm.
There's a big, big steep mountain ahead of me, but I'll take my time over it, and I will get up there eventually.
Right.
It'll just take me 3 times as long as everybody else, but I will do it very, very carefully, and I will do it, you know, my footing will not be shaken. I think I'm like that with a lot of the people that I work with, is that I'm quite happy to sit underneath them. That doesn't sound right at all.
It does sound fun on these sets. Well, and you're always part of a great ensemble, too. You know,
I think I'm much more interested in working in ensembles and sort of shining quietly than I am. Yeah, kind of going right. This is my film.
Right.
Not that anybody's ever asked me to do that, but with a play. On the rare occasions that I've been cast in a lead in a play, I sort of always think, oh, blimey, here we go. That seems like an awful lot of responsibility. I think perhaps I'll just, let's all be a happy company.
But you did a tour of Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead back when we first met, when we were at the Arts Theatre in London. You were on a tour of Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead with Simon Russell Beale, the two of you.
Yes, but of course, you know, when you're working with somebody like Simon Russell Beale, who is, you know, I think he's now an OBE.
Yeah.
He's the greatest actor of his generation. So it was okay for him to lead the company and for me to sort of take a bit of a back seat.
But it was the two of you as Rosencrantz, as R&G.
Yes, but if truth be told, he was by far the spokesperson of the relationship, I would say. He did the PR.
I've got to see you on stage a handful of times with Richard Griffiths just recently in the new Alan Bennett play. Prior to that, Henry IV with Matthew McFadden of the fabulous thighs. And,
oh, yes.
Yes.
And Lord Gambon.
Ah, and Lord Michael Gambon. Yes. Yes. John Wood. Yes.
Wonderful John Wood. Yes. Wonderful, wonderful people. I've been very lucky.
Yeah.
Incredibly lucky. And Matthew McFadden's thighs, as you say, is... Interestingly, his wife, Keely Hawes, is playing the lady of the household in Upstairs Downstairs.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, so that's been very interesting. So he's been filming The Three Musketeers, and so he's been popping over from Musketeerland, I think it's called.
Muscatel, I think.
Muscatel. Very good. And, he's been popping over every now and again to Cardiff, which is in Wales, where we're shooting Upstairs Downstairs. And, we have little dinners and chats. And so it's been lovely seeing him again. And it's been very, very lovely working with his wife as well, who's one of those people who you just kind of... She walks onto the screen and I've always sort of... You know, you look at her in real life and you kind of go, yeah, you know, Keely, she's all right, she's great. And then you see her actually on screen in front of you and you kind of go... Oh, I see. Mm. Oh, right. Yes.
Yes. Mm. The camera loves her in a way it doesn't love us mortals.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Exactly. She just kind of comes alive in a rather extraordinary and brilliant way. Mm.
Do you, speaking of the screen, do you work, do you find yourself working differently in front of the camera versus when you're on the stage?
Anything goes, quite frankly. Yes, I do. I think I'm getting better at it. It was completely alien to me as a medium because we never really studied it at drama school. Everybody was far too interested in doing theatre. And also I did more theatre than I did anything else. Mm. So, and then I sort of had a minor dalliance with film, which I just love for its sheer scale, and it's huge, isn't it? And it's just terribly, terribly exciting when all of those departments kind of, you know, get it together and go as one.
Right.
It's an incredible thing to see a unit come together in that sort of way, I think. Television's sort of slightly different.
Television's more like a factory. You get it goes in week to week, and you're either part of it or you're not. If you come in, you're just a cog. And
yes, and there's a certain amount of time, and once you've over, well, you know, if it's not got by then they'll just have to take that shot that wasn't quite as good.
Right.
But we've run out of time now, and it's time to move on, so on we go.
Right.
And do you scale your performance at all? I mean, is there...
Bless you. I'm trying to be better. I'm trying to be better. The first thing that I said to the director when I walked onto upstairs, downstairs, was, keep an eye on me like a hawk, because this could so easily turn into something that it shouldn't be. It could certainly get a lot bigger if we don't keep a very, very close eye on it. So hopefully we've not gone too far with that. If anybody's gone too far, it'll be me.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Since we recorded this interview, Adrian won the Olivier Award in London for Best Supporting Actor for his performance in After the Dance, which is reportedly coming to Broadway in 2012. And Adrian is in the new West End musical Betty Blue Eyes, which opens next week on April 13th. Break a leg. And also, we have since learned that Upstairs Downstairs will have a second series, a second season, which will air in the UK and in the US later this year or early next. Send us your tales of service via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also post comments on our website podcast page, or you can post reviews at our podcast page on iTunes. You can interact with other fans at our website and our Reduced Shakespeare Company Facebook fan page. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter @Reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. Thanks as always to webmaster Matt Rippey, Randy Men's servant Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and GarageBand. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Sarah Walsh. No reason. It's just random. Special thanks to Mark DeLang and all the good folks in Algona, Iowa, for taking such good care of us when we were there last week. And thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 226, 678ths of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.
So much less. So much less.